All right, this is the Unorthodox Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Carlos Sims, and I'm here with Elijah Muhammad. So we're gonna talk about with the games coming up, kind of the pinnacle of what seems to be the competitive CrossFit season. We're gonna talk about the games. We're gonna talk about Elijah's experience with the games and a couple times, right? And so what was that like? Preparing for the game. What was your games experience? Let's talk about that.
All right. So yeah, I've been to the games twice, 2015 and 2017, and they were both too drastic. They're two different experiences.
Okay.
Let's jump into 2015. 2015 was a long road ahead, right? It was a long road ahead, gearing up for the CrossFit Games, getting ready for the CrossFit Games. I had missed qualifying. Pretty much 3 years in a row, or 2 years before, prior to that, really close, fifth and fourth place in 2013, 2014.
Okay.
So when I qualified in 2015, it was just this feeling of like, I don't know, it was just completion.
Like the monkey off your back, kind of.
Just completion, just complete. You are like, you have finalized what you were trying to do. Like, you got it. Like, you're going to the games, and you will be known as one of the fittest in the world.
Yeah.
It was the most satisfying thing I have ever accomplished. I mean, like, from football, basketball, like, in football, the first one to ever get the Little League Heisman Trophy in our city.
Oh, sweet.
They opened up the Heisman Trophy. And in football and Little League, before I got in high school, I was the only one to receive that trophy due to being so good at football when I was younger. When I was in high school, got MVP every year on the basketball team.
Okay.
Got most outstanding player for different acolytes and stuff like that. Got to college and got, you know, defensive player of the year, second leading rebounder on the team. Got awards, the John P. Hendricks Award, which was one of the awards we gave away for leadership at the. I mean, I've had some awards that have been very, very dear to me. And that's how I remember these awards. But nothing was like that feeling of knowing I am one of the fittest people in the world.
That's crazy that you got that feeling, not from necessarily winning it, but just from qualifying.
From qualifying.
That's crazy. Why do you think that's so?
I just think that title, man.
Oh, okay.
When you put, like, you know what I'm saying? If someone said, like, hey, you are the best coffee maker in the world.
Yeah.
When they put that the world on there, you're like, yo, like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It. Yeah. Like, I did it. Like, so I think it was just the fact that they title it the fittest in the world. And,
okay.
And I accomplished that task. I'm probably going to go make myself, since they don't give you anything for it, I'm probably going to go make myself like a medallion or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like a medal, or make myself a ring for that year.
You should make a chain.
That'd be dope. But I was thinking, like, rings would be sweet. Like, you know, like CrossFit Games rings, you know, like your senior ring.
They should
something.
Do that.
I think that'd be dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just CrossFit, imagine like a Matt Frazier or
CrossFit,
Rich Froning.
When y'all do that, make sure we get our cut.
But yeah, 2015 games. Qualify for the games. I literally felt like I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't have to train. I didn't have to do anything. I'm going.
Yeah.
I qualified. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I never said I wanted to be top 10 at the games or top 5 at the games. Or I never said that I wanted. I just want to go. I just want to be known as one of the fittest. And once I've earned that from regionals, there's nothing. No one can take it away from me.
Okay.
So going into the games, I was really, really relaxed. I was just like, just of course, training my face off.
Yeah.
But I had made a bet with one of my friends, and the bet was that if I qualified for the 2015 games, he would fly me and my family to Florida and treat us the whole week.
Dang.
So the week before the games, I barely trained. I just went to Florida and was on the boat, in the water, in the beach, chilling.
That's what's up.
Like, you know, like just, we were just surfing and kicking it and eating all kinds of good food, man.
Yeah.
So he actually flew me and my family out there for the games, before the games, and we just hung out and enjoyed just spending time together and just kicking it before the games. And then when I got to the games, I didn't have any like requirements. I wasn't like gunning for anything. I was just there. I wasn't like, I got to get top 10 or I want to be, you know, 15th. I was just there. So my mind was so free just to compete and enjoy every bit of it. And it was fun. Got to meet all the athletes that I kind of looked up to. Thought was like the top shots and compete against them. Beat most of them. So, you know,
crazy,
got to have fun. Got to, you know, show off. And no, quiet boys. Got to show off some of my abilities and some of my strong suits. Got to be exposed to some of my weaknesses, you know what I'm saying, which humbled me a lot. So the experience was great.
Yeah.
But there's always a but.
Yeah.
But after that year, once I went to the games and competed, I made $8,000 from the placings. From the placing that I got and the events that I did good in.
Oh, okay.
I made a total of $8,000. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I just thought I thought I would get more money. Like, my mind was wrapped around, like, yeah, I'm one of the fittest in the world. But I just thought, like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing ever promised me that I would make money getting to the games. But for some reason in my mind, I was just like, man, it's time to get paid. Like, it's time to, you know, like, you're on the top level. You're the top tier athlete.
Yeah.
And I made $8,000. And
and what place did you come in that year?
16th.
16th, okay.
Finished 16th. I got $8,000, and I was like,
dang.
And I think it wasn't just the $8,000. $8,000 is a lot of money, period. Yeah. I don't care. Like, it's for me, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's good money. It allows me to do what I need to do and take care of what I need to take care of. I think it was the mental and physical toll.
Gotcha.
That I went through for that payout.
Yeah. So you're, like, spending hours in the gym, away from family probably. And, like, you get through, like, the toughest weekend of your life, like, physically.
Yeah. And mentally. And emotionally.
Mentally. Yeah.
You know, like.
And you got $8,000. So.
Yeah, I got $8,000. And dang. So I think that was the part that kind of really hit me.
Okay.
Where I got back after the CrossFit Games. And don't get me wrong, every second at the Games, I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Whether I was hurting, whether I was in pain, I enjoyed. But when I got done and the mental toll that it took on my body and physically what my body was feeling, I was like, I don't think I want to go back.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I think, you know, as a spectator, like, that's something that I don't necessarily consider is, you know, you just see kind of like the Instagram stuff of all the athletes, but you don't recognize like the mental toll that, you know, hey, I am being paid to perform. And when I don't perform, like, it may cost me like literal money or just mental stuff too.
Yeah. So dang. I got done and I was like, I told my wife, I was like, I don't think I really want to go back. Like, I got it done. But, like, I'm wrecked.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm beat up. Like, because every event, when you go into, like, I don't care what you say. Like, you can sit here. I can sit here and be like, oh, like, I don't really care what happens.
Yeah.
But when 3-2-1 go happens, like, you want to win. Like, you want to do well. Like, you're not just in the workout like, oh, just let me get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You are pushing. And so even though I was just kind of like, oh, like, you know, whatever happens, wherever, you know, the chips fall, they fall. Like, you know, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
At every event, I was like, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Like, it's time. I got to figure this out. I got to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got done, man, I was just, it was a toll on my body and my mind. And I sat back and thought about all the time I took away from my kids and my wife. And I was like, I got $8,000. And like, I went to like a few local competitions that year.
Yeah.
And one of them, I got paid $8,000 for 2 days. And I felt amazing. There was nothing wrong with me. It was just a tough competition, but there's no after effect. I got paid $8,000 cash at a competition, local comp, just small comp. I made $3,000 at a local comp. So it was like, this is the biggest stage, the world stage. These athletes are putting every bit of everything they possibly got into getting here.
Yeah.
And some of them don't get paid anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was blessed. Like, I got $8,000. I was lucky that I made money.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it's just like the sport's just not where it's at yet. It's a lot into it, but it was that role for 2015.
Okay.
Where I was just kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this again.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see.
Okay. So. But you do. I mean, the next year you made it again. So well, what?
I attempted. I didn't make it 2016.
Oh, you didn't make it 2016. Yeah, you made 2017. Got you. Okay. Well, what made you hop back on the horse, I guess.
I was back on the horse like maybe 2-3 months after
this. Oh, okay.
Like a month afterwards. It was just that time. I was speaking from a broken mind. I was speaking from a sore body, physically, mentally, emotionally. So I just think my mind was just in a state where it was hurting. My body was hurting. My mind was hurting. And I was speaking through that. And it was hard for me to overcome that because I'm looking at my family. And I'm looking at the time I took away from them, the time I didn't spend with them. So a few months after that, I was back training.
Okay.
I was back getting after it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cool. So 2017. So if 2015 is categorized as, man, I made it, like, let's just soak up this experience.
Yeah.
How would you describe 2017?
Okay, so 2017 was, so 2016, real quick, I got sixth place at regionals, so I missed it by one spot.
Oh, so yeah, it was five.
Missed it by one spot. Okay. It was a thruster rope climb workout. And whoever is the guy that no rep me on a rope climb, man, I'm looking for you. I'm just joking. But it was a rope climb event, thrusters rope climb, and I was sitting in the back, and I was like, I got to win this event. Like, I have to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to win it, and I was in first place going into, it was 21-15, 9 of thrusters, and it was like 3-2-1 of rope climbs or something like that.
Okay.
And I went out. I got to the rope first off the thrusters. Got back to the thrusters in 15s, got off the thrusters first, got back to the two rope climbs, got off the rope first, got back to the thrusters first for the last nine thrusters, got to the rope first, and when I got to the rope, I climbed halfway up, and the judge started screaming, no rep. And I was like, I don't really got, he's screaming, no rep, and by the time I hit the ground, all I heard him say is, you can't clamp your legs. And in my mind, of course, you're in the heat of the moment. You're like, I don't got time to argue with you. I'm going back up this damn rope. Like, I heard you, and I got to get back up. And I got back up it, and ended up getting second overall in that event.
Okay.
So trying to wait for the points to fall, how they fall. And I kind of knew, like, I had to win this event to guarantee it. Mm-hmm. Depending on who wins and who doesn't do well or who beats who, I might be able to go. But I know if I win the event, I go.
Okay.
I got sixth place. So I got back in training, and I was pissed, of course, right? I'm like, I got sixth place. I just qualified. In my mind, by this time, I should have been damn near a five-times CrossFit Games athlete.
Yeah, because you barely missed it before,
right?
Too.
I got fifth in 2013. I got fourth in 2013. Or fifth in 2013, fourth in 2014, and then qualified.
Okay.
So that was 3 years that, in my mind, I feel like I should have been at the Games each year because there were all small technical errors that I didn't do correctly that I could have qualified. Even with the no rep in 2016, that should have been my fourth year at the Games. Even though I was out of my control because I got no reps, I should have made it a little more clear that my legs were not clamping the rope. I guess whatever I could have done, that's what I'm in control of, right?
Yeah.
So in my mind, by 2016, I should have been a four-time Games athlete.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pissed now. I'm frustrated, which I don't get angry a lot, but I knew I should have qualified. I knew I should have been there, right? So I go back in training, and I just say, it's time to gear up. It's like, I want to go to the 2017 Games. And I gear up, I train, push my body, get myself prepared. Of course, get the right people around me that can, you know, train with me and push me and stuff like that. And I qualify for the 2017 Games, and just so happened that it was some other mishaps that happened at the Games that I will not speak of. I will never speak of some things that happened around the Games. That maybe played a role. I'm not going to say they did play a role. Maybe it played a role in hindering my performance or not my performance, just hindering my mind. I think my mind was just kind of like,
right
there. I think my body was ready to go. Everything was there. I think these situations kind of made my thought process kind of in question on certain things.
Just life stuff?
Life stuff. Just general life stuff. And so when I got to the Games, I altered that situation by trying to find the positive of the Games.
Okay.
And the positive of the 2017 Games was that was the first year I had ever been to the CrossFit Games. No kids. And my wife was not pregnant.
Oh, okay.
So I just said, I don't care how I place. I don't even care what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to enjoy time with you alone, together, in the hotel room, walking, talking. the things that we missed out a lot on.
Yeah.
Where I knew this was an environment where we could both soak up the energy, we could both have fun, and just kick it.
Yeah.
And so the 2017 games experience was amazing because I got to stay up late with my wife and talk to her. Got to, I don't know, just things that we miss out on because we have kids and we just kind of push to the side as adults and as a married couple. We just kind of push it to the side and it plays a hindrance in our marriage sometimes where it's like, we don't talk.
Yeah.
And I got to do that at the games. I got to watch movies with her. We watched the episode on Netflix called Ozarks. I watched it every night till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Dang.
Every night, bro. Binge watched it. We got it. We got in the room at like 10, 11, or like maybe Ozarks, even 8 sometimes.
Yeah.
Just binge watched it. And me and we just kicked it, man. We woke up every morning. We didn't have anyone slowing us down to get dressed or get ready.
Yeah.
She could actually leave with me when I headed to the venue, which usually at the games or at regionals or at these competitions, I usually have to like break off and be like, hey, bro, I'm going to ride with you while my wife gets the kids together. And then they'll meet me there. So we got to eat breakfast together. We just got to talk and hang out. We got to walk around and like laugh, like joke up.
Yeah,
I don't know, just interact. And, you know, like we both have a crazy sense of humor where we like to people watch and like talk about people and stuff like that, which I'm pretty sure every couple does, you know.
Yeah.
But that's like our thing, you know. We'll sit in the airport and just like Joan on people, you know what I'm saying? Like
man.
Jones the whole night. So we got to just do fun things. And the 2017 games was, I mean, it was perfect. I finished 35th due to someone's technical difficulties, difficult in the games. But I finished 36th, but I ended up moving to 35th. So I finished 35th and... No matter what, that doesn't sit right with me.
Okay.
No matter what, 35th place does not sit right with me. In my mind, I'm like, how? Like, no way. But the experience of the games, and it was in Madison. It was the first year it was in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was amazing.
Bro, that's crazy. That was like...
It was amazing, bro.
Okay. Was that the year where you were the snatch ladder?
That was a snatch ladder.
Yeah.
The snatch ladder was 2015 when I dropped the bar.
Okay, gotcha.
2017 was the snatch ladder where we were like stacked going back and forth. And that was, bro, it was 2017 games. I have no complaints, bro.
That's good, man.
It was awesome.
That's cool, dude. Like, yeah, that's inspiring. Yeah, to go out and give your best and like have no regrets, man. No matter where the chips fall, that's what's up. So 2017, anything else you want to say about 2017 games?
Nah, it was just a good year, man. It was just a good year internally for me to have that time. And after that time, right after the games, we moved to Iowa.
Gotcha.
So after 2017 games, we packed up, we came closer to family, and we just kind of started to rebuild our marriage, like ourselves. And, you know, of course, we fall short as humans of things that we should be doing for one another and what we what we agreed on in marriage, you know. And so I feel like moving to a newer area, and it kind of allowed us to say, you know what, let's start fresh.
Yeah.
Let's do this the right way. Let's do this the way we're supposed to, the way we know how to.
Yeah. I bet that time together probably gave you a lot of clarity together, too.
A lot, man. So, to just sit and think. And,
yeah. Dang. You know, I get it, man. I get it. That stuff is needed. So 2018. Explain. So where are you now as far as like the games?
All right. So 2018, I did do the open. I signed up for the open.
Okay.
Tried to get to regionals. It was the last regionals which we didn't know, but it was the last regionals, and I tried to get to regionals. And I didn't qualify for regionals.
Okay.
So I was frustrated. Like that was the first year since the first year I tried.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to qualify for regionals, the first ever regionals.
Yeah.
I didn't qualify. And then after that, I've always qualified. So this year, 2018, I didn't qualify. And so I was, like, pissed. In hindsight, I got this 14-year-old girl that is now a member of my gym. We did the open together. She qualifies for the second part for the teen division. And, of course, like, she's under me. So she's like, are you going to coach me through this, right? And I'm like, for sure. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
Without a doubt, you know, like. So it immediately allowed me to release my frustration about what I didn't accomplish and put focus into her.
Okay.
Which, as good humans, we are supposed to live selflessly.
Yeah.
So therefore it was God's way of basically saying like, hey, don't dwell on this.
Yeah.
Like, you got bigger things ahead of you.
Yeah.
You got another duty ahead of you. And everyone knows I love coaching. So
yeah. You're really good at it too.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not just
that.
Saying that's I'm serious.
I appreciate that.
Because that was the year that I joined the gym.
Yes.
So
2018, I'm now coaching and training. I'm not gonna say coaching. I was training with Mao and just assisting her. Yes, if people ask, am I her coach? I am her coach. But I just don't really like the terminology.
Okay.
Like coach like that. I work out with her. Yeah. I'm in the fire with her.
Yeah.
Every single day. So we gear up. We go for the second round. She qualifies for the games in fourth place. Or in second place. And, no, she qualifies for the whatchamacallit in second place. Qualifies for the games in fourth place. I'm like, all right. So how you want to do this? And she's like, well, you got to go with me. You got to lead the way. You got to be my coach. And
yeah.
I'm like 100%. I'll be there 100%. So I end up going to the CrossFit Games as a coach. 1 year I'm competing. The next year I'm coach.
That's crazy.
And it was a huge spin around, but I always tell people, man, it is exactly what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because forever I've always been in the spotlight. I've always been the athlete. I've always had people carrying my bags or saying, hey bro, like let me do this for you, or let me assist you, you're the athlete, you're the, and that's what we're supposed to do for people that we care about.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to find a way to do anything we can do to make their day more satisfying in their competition, right?
Yeah.
And so I've always had people do that for me because I was always the basketball player, the football player, the CrossFit athlete, right?
Yeah.
And so now I get to give this to someone else. And so I was so excited because, of course, I was waiting for my kids to get older to do it, right? I was waiting for my kids to be playing sports and doing things so I can carry their bags. And
yeah.
when they get done, massage their legs and Theragun them and say, hey, make sure you eat this and fuel up. And these are the type of things we should be – like just kind of keep them in the mentality of what sport is supposed to be like mm-hmm. and how we're supposed to take care of our bodies. And now I get to do it. And it was like that. Like my kids are still young. They're not really playing sports yet. But it's like now I get to do it. So – I was super excited to be able to take that role for her mm-hmm. and be like, yo, this is what we're going to do after the event. This is how we're going to prep for the event. This is how we're going to strategize the event. This is like, and just, hey, whatever you need from me, you tell me. If you want to cry, I'm here. If you want to cuss somebody out, I'm here. If you want to throw something, throw it toward me. Like, I'm just here. I just want to be here for you. That's it.
Man.
And so it was super cool that I got to do that. And in hindsight, not qualifying, my mind's not even thinking about it anymore. I'm not even... It's almost like I don't even care anymore because like I get to do the other part that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. That's so, great.
Yeah,
man.
Coach Harry went to the game. She ended up getting fourth place at the games, which was huge. I mean, it was great. Of course, she was not satisfied.
Yeah.
Of course, right? She's like, you know, I should have been on that podium.
Yeah,
you know,
she's a competitor, for sure.
But she finished fourth, which I was very proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 2018 season, man. Right now, where I'm at right now, 2019, I wasn't supposed to do any competition. I was like, I'm not going to compete at all in 2019. I'm just going to chill out.
Okay.
I was going to make a post about it, but I was like, oh, I'm just going to chill out. You know, let people kind of wonder.
Yeah.
You know, like, where's he at? Is he competing? So I did a few team competitions, but I actually just forgot. I just kind of, I was so tied up in making sure she was straight and, you know, getting her geared up. And I forgot to sign up for individual events. I just was like, I'm going to go do some team stuff and hang out. And, but I knew I wasn't going to do any sanctionals because they made all the changes and stuff like that.
Okay.
And the way my schedule is, I just can't throw anything.
Yeah.
I can't throw anything in my schedule that doesn't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless I just choose to help someone out or do something. If it doesn't pay me, I can't. So sanctional events aren't paid events. I'm paying to go to these competitions to try to qualify for the games. That has to be planned out.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to do anything. And I end up going to BCC and doing Brazil.
Okay.
Which I said I wasn't, but they kind of talked me into it. And I was like, what the hell? Like, you
know,
it's Brazil. Like, let's go embrace the Brazilian community and have some fun, you know? So I went and did that. And after I did that, I was like, all right, I got to get to it. I was like, I got to get to it.
Like, that was kind of like the thing that was like, okay. What was it?
Man, I'm going to tell you the honest God truth. I know this is going to sound really bad, man. And not to say I hate losing. It's not that I don't like losing. But I like making people look bad.
Okay.
I don't know how to put it. It's like, I don't want to say I'm going to give you an example.
It's our podcast, so you can say whatever you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep it real. I'm going to give you an example. All
right.
I like when I'm competing and I'm standing on the finish mat looking at everyone still trying to get to me.
Okay.
Like, I like the feeling of, like,
yeah,
dang, I just smashed y'all.
Yeah.
But what happened at BCC is I was getting smashed.
Okay.
So I was looking at it as from they the would be looking at me from the other way around. And I was like, you, like, I was looking at the finish man like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And like, in my mind, it's like, well, I know they're fitter than me right now or in this event or okay. whatever. But it's just this feeling of, like, competition. Like, yeah, I like yeah. the, like, I like the smack talking. I like the grizzly mm-hmm. looks. I like the, like, you can say something to me. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not yeah. going to punch you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you can say something to me. It's cool. We're about to compete, bro.
Yeah, it's probably your basketball background.
That's all it is, man. Yeah. And so it's just little things. It's like losing. I don't mind losing because losing teaches me a lesson and allows mm-hmm. me to humble myself and get ready, prepare for other things. And so that's always cool. Like, it's not that I don't like losing. It's just it's a part of the process of becoming a winner to
yeah.
me. So, but it's just the fact that I like the cocky side of things.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the little, like, you know what I'm saying? The little, yeah. like, okay. Like,
a little swag to it, yeah.
Like, I like when I hear people own up to what they're good at. Like, own up to it. Like, yeah. you know, we got a snatch event. You're going to see me in the back acting a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be warming up and prepping a little yeah. different, you know? Like, you know, we got, like, an event where it's, like, some decent movement, some decent barbell stuff, you know what I'm saying, that I'm into. Like, you're going to see me, you know, I'm not going to act different, but you're going to see a little bit of more energy inside mm-hmm. of me. You know what I'm saying? Where I like to see other athletes, like, let that out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I got to the BCC, and I finished 11th. I started off, man, after day one, I was in, like, 29th or, like, 30th place.
Okay.
And I was like, goddamn swim events, man. They're crushing me.
Gosh.
Crushing me, man.
Yeah.
So after that, I was like, all right, let me get it. I fought back to all the way to 9th place, and then finished in 11th, and I was like, all right, that's pretty decent. But all in all, I got home and I was like, or I got done and I was like, that's not what's up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what's up. Let me start training. Like, let me get to it. You know, I could focus on me and Mal at the same time. So let me put that focus where it needs to be so I can get my body prepared for these sanctionals and actually get to it and do what I know I'm capable of doing, you know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So I think that was the spark I needed.
Sweet, dude. So yeah, so now you're training for 2020 season?
So I am training for the 2020 season.
Okay.
The plan right now is to try to do at least 6 sanctionals.
Okay.
Because I got the whole year to plan them out and strategically
yep.
break them down and, you know, cycle through programs. Just kind of get my body prepared, but also let it rest too.
Yeah.
As I focus on the gym and stuff that I need to focus on with the family and stuff like that. So the 2020 season, I plan on doing 6 sanctionals. I don't know
Sweet,
exactly
man.
Which ones yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the fans tell me mm-hmm. probably 2. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just
yeah.
like, hey, we want to see you here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to sign up for that motherfucker.
And I'm going to say this for you. Any sponsors that want to sponsor any sanctionals, holler at them.
Yeah.
Let me
know. We'll definitely represent. You know, I got my main sponsors, you know what I'm saying? Like my basic FNX and Victory Grips. Are my main sponsors, and then
Sweet.
I work. I got a sponsor, Surge Performance, which they've been amazing, great people. Just met them not too long ago.
Sweet.
So I got my main sponsors that are always going to support, back me, and you know help
yeah.
me to get where I want to get. But you know what I'm saying, if anybody else want to jump on board, you know,
just
hey, hit me up.
Yeah,
Elijah, man, Elijah Easy Muhammad on Instagram.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited to just be able to be a fly on the wall and watch you prepare. I've already seen some of y'all's training, man, and it's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah, bro. I got Matt Morton with me.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah,
I got Matt Morton with me. Man, listen. I have not had a regional or games competitor to train with besides Mal. And I have not had a regional or games competitor to train with on a day-to-day basis since I left Cookeville, Tennessee with Rich Froning. And I have been doing my own programming. I have been coaching 4 to 5 classes a day
mm-hmm.
for these past years at, you know, the gyms that I've been at in my own gym that I'm owning. And I've just been pushing. I've just been training, just trying to find a way to get myself better, constantly working on my weaknesses, except for swimming. I don't swim at all. It's just going to
figure it out when you get there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start.
Okay.
We got a membership at Lifetime.
Oh, sweet.
We got a membership in Mal's dad just bought land with a huge pond on it.
Oh, it's dope.
So once we figure out the schedules properly, we're probably going to be hitting that up and swimming out there. But I'm gonna start training swimming, but Matt Morton, bro, he's just a good dude, man.
Yeah.
He's just a good hearted dude. He cares and he can get it. He can get after it, bro.
That's the vibe that I picked up when I met him. Bro,
get after it, man.
Good guy, man. Dude, I'm excited, man. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope, man.
Everybody's gonna play a role, man. Everybody's gotta play a role, regardless of what you think, man. A lot of these you see these CrossFit Games athletes, and don't get me wrong, mentally they got it, physically they got it, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is, they got it. They got it to qualify for the games. But what you don't see is their team, man. They are stacked, man.
Yeah.
Like what people don't realize is this podcast, me and you sitting down together.
Yeah.
Just doing a podcast is gonna help me.
Yeah.
Whether it be marketing, whether it be bringing in sponsors, you know, or whether it be just getting building a bigger following for people to back me in doing what I need to do. Like everything plays a role, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's gonna play a role in the gym.
Yeah, man.
Helping me to get back to the CrossFit Games.
Yeah, dude.
To be one of the fittest in the world. And I think when I get back, this will be the time where I can actually say I want to be in that top 10.
Yeah.
That's what's because up, I got everything set up. I own my own gym now. I have everything running. My wife covers what she needs. Our coaches are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like they handle business, bro. Dude. Like I don't have to watch over anyone. I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I can come in the gym and not pay attention to anything because my coaches got it.
Yeah.
So everything plays a role to keeping me, you know what I'm saying, as mobile and as kind of like as fit as possible to train and just keep my mind as free, you know? So
Sweet,
it's
going
to be good. It's going to be dope, man.
Yeah, well, that was it. That's it, I guess.
Before we leave, Carlos, tell them a little bit about you, man. Tell everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, what you're getting into, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What you doing right now?
So I'm a coffee guy. So me and my wife, we have a coffee roasting business, Happy Home Coffee Roasters. That's happyhomecoffee.com. I'm a barista at a coffee shop downtown. So I sling coffee. I kind of feel like a drug dealer a little bit.
Sling the beans, bro.
So that's what I do. We're in the process of making plans to open up a coffee shop. So,
you know who loves coffee?
Who?
Matt Frazier.
Oh, really?
When I first met him, I didn't think he was a coffee guru. I don't know if he was, but
he didn't
seem like he drank a lot of coffee or was around. Now he like has his own little like set up in his house.
Well, hey, Matt.
And
we'll
we got to send him some coffee. Yeah. And then another guy who is like anal. Like this guy is anal, Josh Bridges.
Oh, really?
Bro, he is anal.
I can see that.
About
I can see
coffee,
that.
Bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I saw this guy talk about coffee, and I was kind of like nervous that if I make a mistake or say something wrong, like, he might hurt me. Like,
yeah.
So we'll have to link up with those guys and get him some of
the
coffee.
We got all the coffees you need. I've been in coffee for we've been roasting commercially for about 3 years. So we just decided, hey, it's time to spread our wings and fly. So
sweet.
That's what I'm doing. So,
sweet, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Until the next time, this is the Unorthodox Podcast. Make sure that you subscribe, hit the like button. This will be on iTunes, Spotify. So, also, hit us up with some topics as well.
For sure.
So, hey, best of luck to you guys at the games next week, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
I'm going to try to make a trip up there. We'll see.
That'd be dope if we can get a lot of the members to come up and support and hang out. Tickets are pretty expensive, so you have to find like a little booster or somebody standing outside.
Yeah, I may just like drive by.
Yeah.
But, all right. All right, man.